Every Saturday morning from 11 to noon, it's Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS. Now, with more, here's David Craig.
Okay, we're back. Our website is foodtalkstl.com, and there you can find archives of our previous shows. We're also on Twitter at foodtalkstl and on Facebook. And I'll put in a quick plug here for my movie blog, which is davidcraigmovies.com. And I did a review of the new movie Project X, which is a it's for high school kids mainly. But I thought it was actually a decent movie. A lot of F-bombs, but overall a decent movie. I have a feeling this one's going to be for the high school classes of 2012 and 2013, kind of what Superbad was for the class of 08. You'll laugh, you'll cringe. Project X. Okay, now in studio with me is food photographer Jennifer Silverberg. Good morning. Thank you for coming by.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, you photograph a lot of stuff, but you,
I do.
But you do great work with food.
Well, thank you very much.
Why is food so hard for most people to take really good pictures of?
Well, here's the first rule. Turn off your flash. I think that's what people do when they have their, you know, their small cameras, their iPhones, whatever, is that if you're in a dark restaurant, you put the flash on. And that's inherently going to make it look terrible. Turn off the flash. Natural light. That's I think, the key for me. I mean, I love it. I think food is beautiful, and that's the answer.
Now, you work for Feast, for RFT, for
St. Louis Magazine, Alive, St. Louis Homes and Lifestyles. I mean, locally, those are probably the bulk of my clients. And then,
do you realize the power you have? Because somebody can pick up that 50 Best Dishes issue of St. Louis Magazine. They can look at a photograph you've taken, and they'll say, "Hun, that's where we're going for dinner tonight."
Well, hopefully, you know, they hire me to trust me to do that. They want the food to look beautiful, and I love working with beautiful food with talented chefs. They make my job easy. So when I do an issue like the St. Louis Magazine Best Dishes issue, I mean, I'm working with such great chefs. It's just, I think it's easy. I think it's just you go in and sort of let the space and the food speak to you and just make it look pretty.
We're visiting with St. Louis food photographer Jennifer Silverberg. When you are assigned, let's say Ian does a review for the Riverfront Times. Do you read the review first, or do they say go to the restaurant and do they tell you which dishes to take pictures of?
No, my relationship with the Riverfront Times I think is fairly unique as far as food assignments go, because I have no idea what Ian thinks of the restaurant before I walk in, and I find that's best for everyone.
Probably, yeah.
I'm a bad liar. I don't want to have to be involved in a situation where I know something I'm not supposed to say it. So I actually really appreciate that I don't know. I get an email every week from Ian. It says a name of a restaurant, a phone number, and that's pretty much it. And then I go and I do my thing. So I don't have specific dishes either. So I sort of always tell owners and chefs that this is your opportunity to show off to our readers what you want to show off. Just make it a good mix of what reflects your menu.
And I actually met you when you were shooting down at Adobe Reds, which, rest in peace, down there next to Pappy's in Midtown. And it was interesting, that restaurant, they got reviewed in RFT, and then Joe Bonwich reviewed them in the paper.
Right.
And then, like, within a month of those reviews, it went under. So, I mean, I don't...
I'd like to think it had nothing to do with my photography.
Oh, no. Well, here's the thing, Jennifer. There are times when I'll read maybe a lukewarm review in the RFT or the online version, and then there's your slideshow, and it's like, wait a minute, the photos kind of belie that, because the food looks wonderful, the restaurant looks wonderful, but you know, there are things in the service and
absolutely. I mean, my job is to make, I mean, I want to make beautiful photographs. Every photo I put out there represents me on a personal level. That's important to me. I don't want to do work that wouldn't be, you know, enticing for people, you know. But Ian doesn't tell me, and that sometimes happens, that sort of incongruity of it.
I think it's important, though, for people to know that when you pick up the print edition of the Riverfront Times, there's a photo or two that you've taken, but on the online version, there are slideshows that have, what, 20, 30 pics sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to tell people usually between 15 and 25 images just to play it safe, but it could be more, and I shoot a restaurant review and a slideshow pretty much every week for the Riverfront Times. So weekly there will be a new slideshow of food up there.
What kind of equipment do you use for your professional food photographs?
I mean, I'm a Canon shooter, so I use a DSLR, which is, you know, digital single lens reflex camera. it's not fancy tricks. A lot of it is just understanding light, and it sort of goes back to that, you know, I was joking around with the no flash rule, but really there's something to that. It's using and manipulating light in a way that doesn't create any hardness on the food.
I've found and I'm certainly not a professional, but I've taken photos of food, and sometimes they look better if you're shooting straight down into the food, sometimes at a 45-degree angle, and Sometimes, you know, just like at the...
like eye level.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Do you shoot everything a variety of ways, or
absolutely.
How?
I mean, I think it depends on the dish. If a dish has a lot of height, and that's so much of what... you know, is like the visual description of the dish as it builds in height and layers, then I don't want to shoot that from above because I'll miss all of that. Mm-hmm. I want to shoot that more eye level or three quarter, like as you're talking about, that 45-degree angle kind of thing. If a dish is so beautifully laid out on a plate and it's not about dimension and height, then that above shot can be really gorgeous. A lot of that is just sort of understanding the food in front of you and working with chefs and picturing a design. If I've been given very specific art direction that says it needs to be shot from above, which I usually don't have, but
sure,
if I did, Then I would certainly communicate that to the chef so that they could design the plate that would make sense at that perspective.
Well, the Adobe Reds thing, I mean, I held up the issue and showed it to my wife, and I said, I ate that. And she said, oh, you had that? You got one of those? And I said, no, I ate that actual, you know.
Well, that's right. After I shot it, I think you ate it.
He said, here, you want a taste of this? Do you get to eat the food you shoot generally?
You know, sometimes I get to taste. And this is sort of a very interesting topic because it really depends on the client I'm working for.
Okay.
Some clients, that's a big no-no.
Right.
And then others don't seem to mind. And they say, if you're offered, sure, go ahead. I would never presume that someone's going to offer me food. I wouldn't do that.
But by client, you're talking about the publication, not the restaurant.
The publication, not the restaurant. Right.
And intellectual property. Let's say you go and you take these, you take these photos for the Riverfront Times.
Right.
And then I guess you're able to post those on your website.
Correct.
But do they own those? Do you
own
those?
No, I mean, I am self-employed. I own my own photo business. And what that means for me is, well, in most cases, unless I have a contract that precludes this, I own the copyright of the images. I have certain relationships with clients where they obviously would always get first publication rights.
Sure.
And then I have a contract, like let's say with the Riverfront Times, that says I can sell those photos. Maybe if a restaurant is interested in purchasing them after the fact, I have to wait a certain amount of time that's agreed to by both parties, but by me and the Riverfront Times, before that can happen.
Gotcha. And if a restaurant says, hey, we're redoing our website, we'd like you to come in and shoot, have you done many of those?
I've done a couple, and I would be happy to do more. Yeah, I love doing that kind of stuff.
Do you generally work with a food stylist, or is it just you and the chef mostly?
For editorial work, they usually don't have the budgets for food stylists. So honestly, I work with chefs who are incredibly skilled at this. And then when I'm doing work without a chef, you know, or not, I shouldn't say without a chef, but without being in a restaurant situation, mm-hmm, even mm-hmm. if I'm working with chefs,
sure,
a lot of the times I will then sort of pick up a lot of the food styling. So I've learned a tremendous amount since starting to shoot food. And I don't know if I would call myself a food stylist in addition to food photographer, but I can style my own food because I do it a lot.
And you know, composing the shot that, you know, maybe the parsley will look better on the left or on the top or the
sure.
bottom than the way it's laid out there.
Right.
And I guess sometimes you can reverse images, but not always.
I'm not a big fan. Yeah. I shoot it how you mean it.
Gotcha. We're visiting with Jennifer Silverberg, who is a local photographer who does a lot of food work that you've seen in magazines and online. I did run into you out at the Epic Schnucks, as my son's girlfriend refers to it, the one
in DePere, right?
The one in DePere, and you were doing, I think, shooting something for Feast.
I was shooting for Feast that day.
And were you working with a stylist that day? I can't recall.
No. That's just me and the chefs there at Schnucks. So I do the styling for the most part there.
Do you have a favorite food photograph that you've shot, Jennifer?
Oh, no. It changes weekly. I fall in love. I fall in and out of love with images very quickly, I feel. But, yeah, no.
And you do photographs of other things. You have a website. It's jsilverberg.com.
Correct.
And spelled jsilverberg.com.
Very good.
And there's also a link on Food Talk STL to your website.
Oh, thank you.
There are some photos on there that you shot in Haiti.
Yes.
What were the circumstances that you got to Haiti and shot those? Some of those are pretty emotional.
Yeah, it was an amazing trip. It happened because the Riverfront Times actually was doing a piece on Pat Wolf, who is with Medica Mamba, a really amazing agency that's sort of half based in St. Louis and half based in Haiti, in Cap Haitien in northern Haiti. It's about 80 miles or so north of Port-au-Prince. And she has created, she's building a factory, I think, as we speak, in Haiti, and has created this, it's, you know, it is, it's food, it's life, it's sustaining, it's culture, it's all of it, because sure. she has created this, based on a model, I think, out of Africa, but it was a peanut butter-based substance to fight malnutrition in third world countries, and specifically in Haiti. And the Riverfront Times was doing a story on her, and I got wind of it, and I said, oh, I'm in, yes. And I was talking to her as I was photographing her at her home here in Clayton, and said, hey, I don't know if this is even an option, but if I could, you know, sort of wiggle my way in, would there be room for me to come down when the reporter I knew sure. was going to go to Haiti? I sort of invited myself. She said, of course. I said, well, let me call the editors and sort of see what I can figure out. And a week and a half maybe later, I was in Haiti. It happened very quickly. It was a whirlwind and life-changingly amazing.
And there's some great photos there on your website.
Thanks.
I think probably my favorite non-food photo on your website, though, is a kid dressed as Robin. At some kind of a superhero thing, I think in Metropolis, Illinois.
Yes, yes. Superman celebration happens every June in Metropolis, okay. Illinois. Okay. I would love to go back. I think I should. So it's a town full of people dressed as superheroes for 4 days. There's really nothing better.
You teach photography at Webster University.
I do. I teach an editorial photography class.
That means...
Work for publication.
News things?
You know, not as much news, not as much. I mean, the reportage is certainly a part of editorial photography, but it's not simply a photo J kind of class. It's not a journalism class. It's an editorial class, which gives you a little bit more flexibility in terms of style, because it's shooting for magazines more than it is newspapers.
Okay. If you had one piece of advice, well, you mentioned don't have your
flash
on. But let's say somebody's going out for a nice restaurant dinner tonight, and whether or not they're doing a foodie blog, if they just want to post something to Twitter or even send a message to a friend who's
sure.
in a faraway land, what's your big tip for taking pics of food in a restaurant?
You know, I mean, if you can sit by a window, get some natural light in there, that's great. If you need to even move around the candle that's on the table in a dark restaurant, just like, look at how the light's, but it's all about the light, honestly, because your chef has more than likely provided you with a beautiful plate of food. So it's sort of, you know, you have to find the angles and the light.
And that's what photos are all about anyways.
Absolutely.
You know, is shadows and light.
Absolutely.
Jennifer Silverberg, thank you for visiting.
Well, thanks for having me.
And thanks for your great work and in all the publications around town. That's photographer Jennifer Silverberg visiting with us on 590 The Fan, KFNS. We're going to go to a break right now. And we're going to come back in just a moment with Randy Sims, who is a local wine enthusiast. And we'll maybe give you some wine tips that you can use if you're fixing to go shopping for wine in a little while on Food Talk STL.